This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Saturday Magazine starts now.
From Joy 94.9, this is Saturday Magazine.
Live across the seats of Melbourne, Prahran, Richmond and Brunswick. You are on Joy 94.9, streaming online at joy.org.au and, of course, on podcast. This is Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9's longest-running and flagship news, current affairs and lifestyle program. It is an ever-changing mix of local and national news, current affairs and commentary, all framed within a queer perspective. I'm Macca, good morning, and on behalf of Saturday Magazine, I acknowledge the traditional owners of the land on which we meet, and I pay my respects to elders past, present and future. I'd also like to pay my respects and honour the elders from our diverse LGBTIQ communities. Good morning, Tass.
Good morning, Macca. It's great to be back.
How are you?
Very well. I had a very, very busy weekend last weekend, as you know.
You did.
I had a wedding in Sydney, and then I had a 50th in Byron Bay.
I know.
So I just felt like I went to the party.
And you actually saw an old friend of mine, Rosemary McGuinness.
I did.
Previous CEO of the Also Foundation.
She actually identifies as the name Skinny.
Skin. When it was solvent.
When it was solvent, yes. Yeah. Well, I think also what's a shell company now, isn't it?
No.
It has a bank account with no money, I presume.
Well, it's because it's all gone. Mm. Anyway.
Very sad.
Very sad.
What a show we have today, Macca.
We do, so...
Did you know that the state seat of Prahran has one of the largest LGBTI populations Victoria?
It does.
I reckon the state seat of Richmond would be pretty close.
Would be
after
close.
That. And then perhaps Selwyn Park.
Yeah.
And Melbourne
and Brunswick.
And probably Northcote.
So the inner urban reach of Joy, which we know it actually goes out further than those seats, but that is a prime listening area for Joy.
Hmm.
So we have the three candidates.
We have. It's very exciting.
Who do we have?
They have agreed, Macca, to a facilitated panel discussion.
An FPD.
We have the Liberal candidate, Katie Allen.
Yep.
We have the Greens candidate and also current member, Sam Hibbins. And we have the Labor candidate, Neil Farrow.
Yeah.
Neil Farrow stood at the last state election.
Yes.
Katie, I think, is new. I think this is the first time she's standing.
And
we should check that with her.
I think, if memory serves me right, Sam Hibbins won the seat by a handful of votes.
200, I believe.
200, ahead of the Libs.
Correct.
So it was preferences are going to be important. This is a seat that has, when Leonie Burke was the Liberal member, she was instrumental, very significant influence in Joy getting its licence. What else did... Leonie did some other things as well.
Oh, she facilitated a engagement with government around switchboard funding.
That's right.
But she never delivered it. It was actually John Thwaites as the Minister for Health who delivered it.
Yeah, and the Labor member, Tony Lupton, he was part of that discussion subsequent to the election.
He certainly was. And he, in fact, did quite a lot of work in the HIV space.
Yeah.
With the Alfred Hospital being in the middle of the Prahran seat, he was actively engaged with HIV communities.
And, of course, not just Tony, but Dick Wynne, in terms of, and Bronwyn Pike and John Thwaites, in helping Joy secure funding to move from South Melbourne to here.
It was actually Bronwyn Pike.
It was Bronwyn, yeah.
It was Bronwyn Pike who announced a matched dollar-for-dollar grant of up to $250,000 for the relocation of Joy Studios from South Melbourne to the city.
Yeah, from above Homo Hardware.
That's Homo Hardware.
Yeah. It's called Home Hardware. We used to call it Homo Hardware. So...
I only ever went to that studio once or twice, mate.
Did you?
Yeah, I don't have a... I just don't have a memory of it.
Mm.
I know I popped up there once, twice possibly.
Yeah.
Once, I think, to see you, and once I think I went to see somebody. I can't recall what the...
It was obviously memorable.
Yeah, well, it just felt sort of shabby and cramped and... Yeah, was it? Was it all that?
Look, it was cramped, and but, you know, we produced and created great radio. We were there for a very long time. That's where Joy was born. Pretty much. So,
I thought
yes.
It was born in John Oliver's garage.
Yes. So.
The number one ticket holder. So we have quite a show. Hey, Macca, and also what a week it's been.
Look, it has.
What's been the thing that's really blown your mind politically in the last week?
Okay, I was in Canberra for the apology.
Yeah, that would have been amazing.
I think.
You sat through it, Macca?
I did. Look, I would rate Scott Morrison's words, his delivery, is probably 8 out of 10.
That's pretty good.
His words, 6 out of 10.
Right.
Bill Shorten's delivery, 6 out of 10, but his words, 10 out of 10.
Oh, really?
Bill Drew obviously had more connection with this issue and with the pain and suffering and grief it's caused, and some of the examples... Well, not examples, but some of the things he talked about really hit home. Of course, talk is cheap. I think the National Redress Scheme is Kmart for kiddie fiddlers. I think it doesn't go far enough. The amount of counselling that's provided is not enough. The compensation, which isn't and shouldn't be a focus, but it's piss weak.
Mm. And it's what, capped at 50,000 or something?
No, 150, but it's based on, you know, to get 150,000 involves pretty much forced penetration.
Mm.
Now, anyway, I just think it's not good enough. What happens now is really important, how government acts, how state governments act. It's not like, oh, okay, we've apologised, it's all good. No, it's not. There's a lot of work to do, and I took the opportunity to raise some of those issues when I was there. One thing I did notice in Canberra, amongst the government, there is the smell of despair.
I would have said decay myself.
Well, they're not sure how they're going to... how they will win the next election. And let's face it, the polls are against them. But, you know, a week is a long time in politics.
It's not just the polls, though, Macca. It's their own behaviour. I mean...
The run-up to Wentworth, it wasn't even a joke. It was actually embarrassing.
But, Macca, waking up to today's media reports about the Morrison government literally pilfering...
NDIS.
The NDIS to pay for drought relief,
yeah,
is just outrageous.
Yeah.
I'm sorry...
Yeah.
I mean, they've never been a huge supporter of the NDIS. They've endured.
Which is interesting.
They've endured.
Interesting
it.
Because the Prime Minister has a family member who's got a fairly substantial disability.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, but to plunder that for drought relief.
That's just appalling.
And how do you drought proof Australia? Well, how about some action on climate change?
Don't even go there, Macca. That is the subject of a whole show.
Yeah.
Really. I mean, the performance has just been embarrassing.
Yeah.
Hey, the other thing that amused me this week was our former Prime Minister, Tony Abbott, published an opinion piece in The Sun in London, providing advice...
Oh, yes, to Brexit, on
to,
Brexit.
To Theresa May about how to handle Brexit.
Oh, yeah, well...
And
just as you know, Rod Sims is a worldwide expert on everything at the ACCC.
But what was interesting
Tony
about
Abbott
it,
is a worldwide expert on good government.
Well, I read it and I actually found it quite funny because...
Kevin Rudd was in Canberra.
It was
too.
Operating in a complete vacuum. It didn't actually take into account the power dynamics or the relationships or...
Of course not.
None of that at all. It was like, here's like Tony pontificating.
Yeah.
I thought that was just fascinating.
Now...
Amusing, actually.
To say something good about Tony... He attended the unveiling of Julia Gillard's portrait.
Oh, but did you see that video?
Yes, but hang on, Right, he turned up, right, out of respect. And don't forget, he and Julia at one time had a very good relationship. He turned up out of respect. Yes, it would have been awkward standing there while she was getting all the attention. But you know what? He didn't leave. He stayed because that was the right thing to do. So points for that. Take note of that. Actually said I praised him.
It's probably one of the most awkward bits of video I have ever seen.
It was awkward.
The poor fellow stood on the stage on his own. His lips were quivering. He was almost in shock. He didn't quite know where to go, what to do.
But you know what? He didn't walk off. He didn't walk away.
No. He stood there looking very awkward with a quivering lip for about a minute.
And we've all...
Very strange.
We've all been at something where perhaps we weren't welcome or... People didn't expect us to be there, and you didn't really, didn't throw the rose petals in front of you.
No, not us, Macca.
He did. Look, to his credit, he did.
People love having us at their parties, don't they?
Anyway, look, that was the week.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.